You know, here's something I've never heard anybody talk about, and it's when to be offensive and when to be defensive, you know. There's always both sides of the equation, right? You can actually look at the people who participated in sports. They seem to be more well-balanced than people who didn't. I played a little bit of soccer in high school, and some football before that, but I didn't get in sports like I should have when I was younger. I wish I would have, but what I've noticed about people who grow up playing sports, they are more respectful to the other person that they're dealing with because they learn good sportsmanship, you know? They learn to be a team player. The people who never played sports at all, I watched them, they seem to be selfish and they seem to be unable to see the other person's perspective. Because think about it, when you're playing sports, you have to predict what the other team is going to do. Whether it's playing a game of chess, a game of checkers, any kind of board game, any kind of sport, any kind of video game. I'm not saying you should play it as an adult, but because life is the game after you get a certain age. But life is the game after you hit a certain age. And so when you're out here dealing with these narcissists, goats, snakes, you have to know when to be offensive and be defensive. You can only be offensive with the word, right? And you can only be defensive with the word because Ephesians 6 says the word, the sword is your offense, and it's a double-sided sword. The word of God is a two-edged sword. So it's an offensive weapon and a defensive weapon. But you got to be careful because some people will never get saved. Some people will never be convicted. I used to think everybody had conviction, but over time I realized not everybody gets convicted. There's people who are saved that don't even get convicted anymore. That's what blows my mind. I've actually seen people who claim to be saved and they never have any conviction. Or at least when you talk to them, they don't seem to, it just goes over their head. You know, they don't seem to be able to get it. You're hitting them with some data points that the universe is telling them, do this, do this, but they don't really seem to even get any kind of conviction of what's right in front of their face, you know? Blows your mind. And so, offense, defense, somebody needs to write a book about when to be offensive, when to be defensive. Is it moment by moment? It seems to be in the corporate system, it's a moment by moment thing. I'm sure in family relationships, it can be moment by moment with in-laws or outlaws or whatever. It seems to be a book that needs to be written, you know. If you're always on the defensive, it does something to your mind. It messes with your mind, you know. You can't always be on the defense. It's just not the way games are played. That's not the way life is played. There's times you get on the offensive and there's times you get on the defense, you know. But that's something to think about. I'm just throwing it out there. And I haven't really put a lot of thought into it yet, but it's important. We're dealing with it on a daily basis in life. It doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're in a rideshare gig economy or whether you're in a corporate economy, whatever you're in to, there's going to be the offensive, defensive stance at times, and you can't get around it. It's impossible. It could be going to a restaurant and they shorted you they gave you a cold cheeseburger and you want that cheeseburger to be hot, but you got to be offensive on the offense, not offensive, but on the offense, get that cheeseburger replaced with a hot cheeseburger, you know, instead of a cold cheeseburger. Long story short, offense, defense, knowing when to apply it, that's a huge life lesson.